Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ortenschlager to the sideline, caught. First down. Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings. And we're tied at 75 again. Isaiah. Shot clock turned off. Game clock at 8. He's going to do it himself. Thomas. Shake. Crossover. Step back. And DeBosa. Young. Safe. And Washington wins it. On a last second jay. Cole-blooded.
The shoot, Hall, the runner, loose ball, it's good! With 4.4 to go, Shannon,
don't want a foul,
Shannon from the corner, and it's over! Gonzaga, the slipper still fits, they win it, 73-72.
First down and 10, Johnson gets a shot, it's good! Watch out! He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw sitting here for John Checker into the 9 o'clock hour. And that, folks, is one of the preeminent voices of college sports in our country. And I tell you what, folks, nobody but nobody does it like this better. Friend of mine. We got it mixed up last night, but tonight we got it right. So he's joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Gus Johnson, how in the world are you doing?
Sam, man, my good friend, my long time friend.
Yeah,
can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I got you just fine. I got you just fine.
Okay. Yeah, man. I'm doing all right, man. Laying low. Kind of trying to sit tight and watch what's going on in the world today. You know, a lot of stuff is happening. So I'm out here in Los Angeles, man, just trying to stay safe.
What has this time period been like for you, just dealing with the COVID-19? What's been your observation of it, and how have you been coping with it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been a really, really interesting time. I've had times in which I've been afraid with the COVID-19, people dying, people getting sick overall, you know, in our country and in the world. So it's been tough to kind of watch. And, you know, every day you walk out your door, you know, you got to have your mask. You got to be mindful of keeping your social distance. So there's a little bit of fear that you have when you walk out your house. So I think we've all experienced that. And, you know, with the other things that have happened with the protests, with George Floyd's murder, and, you know, to see so many people around the country and around the world come together during this time is also something that has, you know, been present in my mind and, you know, on my radar. And, you know, good to be alive to see these things happening as an African-American man. And, you know, it's just been a learning experience, I think, in a lot of different ways. When you look at some of the times, these strange times that we're going through right now, Sam.
Yeah, strange times and things are changing. And, you know, we've been working in the sports world. It's happening there. Players are using their platform, and they have. Your thoughts on that? Because, I mean, Smith and Carlos live here in Atlanta now, but a lot of people may not know that. And 1968, that picture of them on the victory stand at Mexico City has endured for decades. So we have a tradition of that. We've seen it happen before. But thoughts about it today, because now we have social media and so many more outlets. Thoughts about the way some of our sports figures have responded.
You know, I'm really proud of our guys. You know, I'm really, really proud of our guys on all levels. I want to go get that picture of Bubba Wallace when the entire NASCAR field followed his car up the track. I think that said, to me, that was just like a perfect example of people coming together, sports people, you know, coming together and getting behind what they feel is right. I think that the NBA guys have done a terrific job. The NFL guys have done a terrific job of getting a message across and using their platforms to try to help change occur. I was proud of what the NFL did in terms of, you know, thanking our black players, and Roger Goodell saying that he understands that, you know, this game, this league would not take place without our black players, and we do get behind, you know, black lives mattering. And I think it's been wonderful to see them. I mean, it reminds me, you know, of some of those times. I mean, I know John Carlos, and I think it was Bobby Smith?
Tommy Smith,
who stood up on the podium in the 68 Olympics in Mexico City and did that. And for a long period of time, they were ostracized, couldn't even find work. And, you know, seeing what these young cats are doing now, it reminds me of those two. It reminds me of what Jim Brown and, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Muhammad Ali, when they, you know, step forward as athletes to, you know, make people aware of the plight of the African American in this country. And I applaud our young guys. I really applaud them. And I'm happy that they're conscious and they're active and they're trying to help things change.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Pleased to be joined by a friend of mine and the voice that you hear in college football, college basketball, and so much more boxing. Our boss said he misses you doing boxing on Showtime. Gus Johnson joining us from out in Los Angeles. Man, you thoughts about with this backdrop, we're attempting to move on with games, move on with business. And in college football is something that a lot of people want, the major college. We know what that means to the fall. As you look at it, how do you see that, you know, the teams, you know, that you'll be covering? Because you're Big Ten, you're Big 12, Pac-12. Thoughts about them moving forward in this atmosphere?
I don't know, Sam. I don't know because these kids – these athletes, rather, continue to test positive for the coronavirus. I mean, we got 28 players in the NBA now have tested positive. We had 23 players at Clemson that tested positive. I know LSU put kids in quarantine. Kansas State suspended all practices for 14 days. I don't know. I just, you know, Anthony Fauci, said the only way the football could return, in his opinion, was for football to be played like the NBA is attempting, in a bubble. How do you do that in college? I just don't know. I mean, kids aren't even going back to class yet. And now with the recent spikes around the country, Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, Georgia, I don't know how you're going to put, you know, 100 guys that are on a college football team that have to go to not only practice, but have to go to meetings, that have to eat, that have to be in the dorm, that have to do all these things. I don't know how you're going to do that. And obviously the people that are going to be making those decisions are much smarter than I am. So, and I understand that, I'm sure that they have the data and a game plan, but I just, you know, especially recently with the spikes in the cases all around the country, I just think it's going to be hard. But hopefully, you know, I'm hopeful, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll get back to playing some ball some way, somehow. I mean, I know the Bundesliga has done it in soccer. I know the English Premier League has done it in soccer with no fans. And I know those are some scenarios that are starting to flush out in college football and the NFL and the Major League Baseball and in the NBA here in the United States. So I don't know, fam. I'm just hoping that things can turn the corner some way, and because I think the country really needs sports right now, some live sports, and hopefully it can be delivered.
Yeah, that would be something that we're all thinking of. Folks are spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Gus Johnson, one of the preeminent voices, play-by-play voices for college football, college basketball, and more. And he mentioned Premier League soccer. He's done that as well, NBA. But I got to ask you about something that happened this morning. You are a proud alumnus of Howard University.
I am so happy about that, Sam. I don't know what to say. I'm over the moon. I know you got to lead into the story for people that don't know, but go ahead. I'm sputtered.
Yeah, McCore Maker, one of the top recruits, a big 6'11 player, has decided, a five-star, has decided to go attend an HBCU. Thoughts about that? We talked about this movement that's happening. And one of the things, and in my mind, one of the things this movement is going to do is going to cause a few players to take a look at HBCUs. And this was a big decision today.
Well, I know one thing it's going to cause is for me to dig deeper into my pocket and give Howard some more money, you know, because we get a player like that. I mean, man, you know, we might be able to turn the corner a little bit and play some basketball, you know, and go to the NCAA tournament. I mean, gosh, first of all, as a Howard University alum, a former athlete at Howard, you know, 4-year letterman in baseball there. I am so happy to know that a kid like this kid, Maker, because I used to cover his, I don't know if it's his brother or his cousin, Thon Maker. I'm not sure. Thon Maker, I know they're related, but Thon Maker played for the Milwaukee Bucks when I was the voice of the Bucks. He came right out of high school. Into the NBA. He was a kid from Toronto, of African descent, and he is a wonderful player and a young player. And you know, this young man going to Howard University is something that I think could start to change things in the college athletic landscape. I mean, you know, Howard, we don't have the money of a Clemson or Ohio State or Michigan or Alabama or any of the Power Five schools, but you know, for this kid to go there, it's making a heck of a statement, especially during these times. So I can't wait to see him play, and I'm really interested in knowing who else they could potentially attract with this kid being signed.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that a lot of people are wondering, if this movement was going to cause some players to look at HBCUs. And you know, he goes, he's a five star. You get another couple of three stars to go with him. I mean, these guys are getting through the conference. They make an appearance in the NCAA tournament, Gus. And I'm you know what, that would be just remarkable to see. To see happen, that would be fantastic. And what does that say to those who are coming along? That yes, you can, because he is tapped to be a future NBA player. That you can go to the HBCU and still make it to that next level.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in basketball, what I do know is it only takes, you only need three guys if you got three studs, you can go far. If you got two, you can go far. But if you can get three, and then you can fill out the rest of the pieces with the roster, and a five-star recruit, he's only going to be there a year, maybe two, tops. You doubt if he's going to be there too. So John Calipari has made a living out of that. And I love Coach Cal. He's one of my favorite people in the world because he has helped African-American males earn billions of dollars. Billions, not a billion. Billions. You know, when you look at the players that he's coached over the years and the contracts, guarantee contracts that they've signed, and you know, at that level at Kentucky, it's only they, most of the time, they only stay about a year. So I don't think there's much of a difference in terms of what Kentucky can offer them in a year and what Howard University or South Carolina State or, you know, Southern University or Alcorn State or Johnson C. Smith or any African-American historically black college and university for a year or two in basketball. And I think that as an African-American man, a black man, having an opportunity to go to HBCU and learn about yourself and learn about your history, I think is a wonderful thing for a young man like a, like this kid, Maker, coming out of coming into Howard University and deciding not to go to Kentucky or UCLA or whatever the big time Power Five schools he was offered. This experience, you know, my experience at Howard has lasted me my whole life. You know, as they say about college, you know, you spend 4 years, in my case, 5 years, trying to get out, and the rest of your life trying to get back in. I miss those days. I miss being able to learn the things that I learned from professors that look like me and had similar experiences as me and had a chance to help me forecast what was coming on down the line. So I think that I think this is a glorious day, a glorious day. And I can't wait to see this young man play ball. And I'm hoping that the coaching staff could maybe get one or two more, especially with this kind of deal, and head Howard into a really bright future in college basketball.
Fantastic, fantastic. Gus, hey man, it's always time well spent when I get a chance to catch up with you, and I knew you'd be just thrilled about what's happening with your alma mater. But thanks so much for spending some time with us on this Saturday night. We can't wait till the game starts and we get to hear you do what you do so well. Meanwhile, stay safe. Keep those hands clean. And stay safe.
Yeah,
distance
man.
Out
Sam,
there in Los
what's
Angeles.
Your boss's name? Sam, what's your boss's name? Because you got to get off this morning show thing, man. It's you too early in the morning on a Saturday, man. I like it talking to you this time of day. You know what I'm saying? It's about time, you know, for a bump. What's your boss's name so I can shout him out right now?
Sean Thompson.
Mr. Thompson, hello. This is my main man. Can you get him a new gig, please? It's time. Let's go. Here we go. Come on, man. Give my man Sam Crenshaw a better time slot.
Gus, be good, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, brother. My man.
All right. That is Gus Johnson, the voices of college football, college basketball. He's done it all. And, hey, sharing his thoughts and his feelings with us. Come back. We're going to talk some more about that and more about that news about the player that's headed to Howard University and what kind of change that may make. And you can join the conversation, too, with us tonight as we continue on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw sitting in for John Chuckery here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.